Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get out!
The I Am Rappaport podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses. Casper.com. It's an award-winning sleep startup. Go to Casper.com. $50 off purchase of any size mattress.
Damn.
Put in the code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. Casper Mattress in New York City. You can keep the bed for 100 nights. You can get your freak on for 100 nights. If you do not like the bed after 100 nights, you can return the mattress within 100 days. That's a guarantee. The bed will be delivered between 2 to 5 days anywhere in the United States and Canada. Same day delivery in New York City. We do not plug, we do not support, we do not take sponsorship from anything we have not tried and we are not passionate about 450%. Okay. This is the I Am Rappaport podcast. And we're getting into this shit right now. This is the new flavor, the new shit from my man Anonymous and the White Trash Clan with the G Monetti beats. Peep this.
This is real hip-hop on a beat that's heavy. Brought to you by Anonymous and G Monetti. Introductions aside, now let me kick that funk. So just turn up the speakers and let this bump. Ayo, this beat take me back to the golden era when the rhymes were sharp and the flows were better. I'll be the first to tell you that the game's messed up. Hip-hop has changed and it's lame as fuck. All they rap about is money, bitches, fame, and drugs. I just don't think it'll ever be the same as it was. Anonymous, who's that? Grimy spit a boom bap, rip a show with a wicked flow, yeah, you know I do that. Every time, every rhyme, steady shine like the sun. Dope, ill, sick, fresh lyrics, I'm the one. Here I come from that Shaolin slum on that rugged shit. Posted on the strip, holding my dick. Only time I catch an L if you throw me a spliff. The flow is so sick, yeah, you know I'm the shit. This for all my cats, lot 2 to 4, 3 to 6 in it. Drug program, parole, here's a cup, pissing it. My man's doing life, his time is unlimited. Infinite, he innocent, that's how they giving it. See the toughest guy, shit a brick. The judge says life, he swings the gavel, you ain't traveling right. Locked with real dogs, got the animal bite. Yo, you see Anonymous, hand him a mic. I'm guaranteed to break it down, they're giving dap and taking pounds. Nothing but props, puffing on pot, girl sucking my cock. Meet me up at the top, straight crushing the spot. Almost rushed and forgot, the same motherfucker, the cops. It's like that, it's like this, it's like that, it's like this.
Yo, yo.
G Monetti.
What is the deal, Playboy? First thing I want to talk to you about, man,
And as I saw that they tried to shit on you with the Emmy shit, B. Louis C.K. said to you, no, said to he was being interviewed, and he said, Michael Rappaport is that next dude. So he grouped you into, like, the world's greatest actors. After that performance, you fucked his head up so much that it prompted him to say, holy shit, I'm working with one of the best. And now these fucking grease balls won't give you that fucking Emmy. Fuck them. I don't like that.
Yeah, no doubt. Listen, don't even fucking worry about it. It's an award show. You know, it would have been cool to get the nomination, but we didn't get the nomination. But award shows, like, you watch the ESPYs. You know, the ESPYs is an award show. We just watched that. We were talking about, you can't really take these award shows seriously. Like, you know, it is what it is. The people knew. The judges didn't know. Who knows what happened with them? But let me ask you something. Speaking about the ESPYs, one thing other than the obvious, the Caitlyn Jenner speech, that I really didn't like about the ESPYs, and I was talking about Serena earlier on the podcast, is that they gave Ronda Rousey Female Athlete of the Year. Now, this is no disrespect to Ronda Rousey. She is the best at what she does, which is fighting women in UFC. It's UFC.
Right.
But the sport is so under-competitive that how could you compare Ronda Rousey to fucking Serena Williams? And me and you were talking about Serena Williams when she just won the Wimbledon, and the disgusting comments about the racist comments just about her being in tennis, and then about her body, and people on Twitter saying all kinds of shit. And earlier in the podcast, when I was flying solo, I talked about when I fell in love with Serena Williams. And but in 1999 at the U.S. Open in New York City, like, I remember, like, seeing her ass in one of those suits, and I was like, this is a beautiful, like, I was smitten. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. Like, I was like, this woman is the best tennis player. She's badass. She's out there doing her shit, and she got the ass of life. And these fucking people at the Wimbledon, when she wins the Wimbledon, and all the racist stuff and all that stuff. But the ESPYs, I'm going to the ESPYs, is that I thought it was a joke that they didn't call Serena Williams the best athlete of the year. And that's not to say that Ronda Rousey isn't great in her thing, but I just think that that sport is underdeveloped. What do you have to say about the disgusting racial comments about Serena? Because it's all race. I broke it down, some shit my father said about tennis, and these idiots, they don't know shit. They think it's all because she's just strong. It has nothing to do with skill, and the serving has to do with brute strength. And serving is like pitching a baseball. It's all leverage and technique. But these dumb fucks, they want to take away from everything she does and discredit her, and just because she's playing, as you call it, that smash mouth brand of tennis.
That's right. And, you know, it's the anti-blackness, too. You know, that's in there. When she came out there with the beads, and she came out there with just her whole body, and of course she's muscular. She's one of the world's greatest athletes.
Right.
Male or female.
Right.
So of course she's a little muscular up top. But her body is feminine. And a lot of these cats are envious, man, but they mask it with insults.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and she's the best women's tennis player of all time. Look at where she came from. Her pops didn't even know about tennis. He taught them tennis through books.
Right.
So that in and of itself means she's way better than anybody else. They weren't moneyed. They come from the ghetto.
They come from the ghetto.
And they ascended to the top of tennis.
Which is an all-white, not even an all-white like hockey. It's an uppity white elitist sport.
Yeah, so it's a lot of hatred and envy. Like, that woman, you look at her, that ass, that body, that's blackness.
Right.
And we're talking about in an all uppity white sport where that body has never been on a stage.
Right.
So I think it's envy, mask, and then you insult.
Right.
Because you want that. That's beautiful.
Right.
You want that. That's why you put injections in your fucking ass.
Yeah, you fucks. Good shit. I like that, G Moody. That's that good shit right there. They came out with the braids. That good shit. I like what you just said. So G Moody, what else is going on there in the BX, man? How's it hanging over there? Does the name Seymour Rappaport mean anything to you?
Oh man.
Do you know that Seymour Rappaport is the alias that Bill Cosby used to freak off? You know this?
I read the deposition, and I was fucking flabbergasted.
And not only did he use Seymour Rappaport, he used the proper I Am Rappaport name. Because there's many spellings of Rappaport, but the most prominent, most proper way to spell it, and the most dominant, as I quote Big Daddy Kane, is Rappaport, like the I Am Rappaport podcast. And of all the fucking names, Bill Cosby chose Seymour Rappaport. Fuck. What better shitstorm could have he created and added to with us? Because we've been calling Bill Cosby out since day one as a fucking wild dude.
I called him a shitbag.
Oh, yeah, you did. You called him a shitbag a couple of times. I think you called him a shitbag. We said that he likes dead dicking. We said that he's on that Weekend at Bernie shit. We said many things. But now it comes out in the court deposition that his alias was Seymour fucking Rappaport. And, you know, I think I have an uncle named Seymour Rappaport. I don't know if he knows. That's real talk. That's real talk.
Right.
And I think I don't know if Bill Cosby knew him or it was like a dentist, but you know, he wanted to like go into the alias of some Jew prick named Seymour Rappaport, because it doesn't get any more Jewish than Seymour Rappaport. That's a Jew name. That's a Jew cocksucker name if I ever heard one.
He tried to take on the persona and use the Jewish name, you little fuck.
You sick fuck. You had to throw me in it. I didn't have anything to do with this, Cosby. I didn't have a fucking thing to do with this. And you, motherfucker, you cocksucker, you brought me into this. You motherfucker, you. You cocksucker. Take your fucking money. You pill-popping motherfucker, you.
Yo, he was bad.
Yo,
you
what
read
you,
the deposition.
Bill Cosby.
America's dad. You gotta be kidding.
Damn. Bill Cosby.
He's terrible.
If anybody could find the Al Goldstein Midnight Blue rants that he did on Bill Cosby in the 80s, if you send that to us, if you could find the Al Goldstein Midnight Blue Bill Cosby rants, we will send you, here you get, $100. And we will send you an I Am Rappaport podcast package of A Tribe Called Quest DVD or Blu-ray, T-shirts, sweatshirts, underwear. We'll send you a whole fucking package if you could find those clips for us. It's Al Goldstein, right? Midnight Blue, Bill Cosby rants. We need those. Those are gold. We have to find those shits. We have to unearth them for the public.
Hell yeah. Hey, that's great, man. That's a good thing, man.
That's a good giveaway. Hey, what do you think about this? Did you hear Shaq said that the Lakers all-time greats would beat the Bulls all-time greats? And did you hear about this?
I heard, man. I see it on Instagram. I have to disagree, man.
What do you think?
Yo, you got one guy there, Michael Jordan, that cannot be fucked with. Like who you got to deal with this motherfucker?
I don't know. He says he's got Kobe to deal with him. So, the five that he picked, I'm just going to tell you the five that he picked is Magic at point, Derrick Rose at point, Kobe at the two guard, Jordan at the two guard, Elgin Baylor at the three, Pippen at the three, Shaq at the four, Rodman at the four, Kareem at the center versus fucking Horace Grant.
Yeah. I may have to rethink my shit. But Mike, Yeah, Mike can't beat all the motherfuckers, man.
Yo,
yeah.
Mike and Kobe are going to... Listen, Kobe's not going to back away from Michael Jordan in their prime. Like, they're going to go... They're going to go blow for blow, toe for toe.
Toe to toe, yeah.
I mean, I have to say, I think that Shaq at the four and Big Cap at the five, you're in deep shit with Magic. Plus, they got a lot of rebounding. You got the Magic Johnson at point. They just got size, Elgin.
Yeah, Lakers got it. Yeah, because Horace Grant cannot fuck with none of these motherfuckers.
And Rodman can't hold Shaq. I don't give a fuck. He can't hold Shaq.
Yeah. You're right.
I'm going with the Lakers on this. I'm going with the Lakers. You know, so
I switched. I'm with you.
I mean, but Shaq said they'd win by 50. I don't know about that. But
Nah. But they would win handedly.
Yeah, I agree.
It would be no problem. Now I got a sick fuck of the week for you, my man.
Oh no, we weren't gonna do that this week.
Nah, fuck all that. This is unprecedented.
Okay. That's good. We're throwing a little loophole in there. Go ahead. You got a sick fuck of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the I Am Rapport sick fuck of the week brought to you by Gerald Moody.
Florida, a guy, his name is Robert Darwin. He got caught fucking an alligator.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I wanted to pause and let you fucking marinate. He got caught by a witness fucking an alligator. They called the cops. The cops came. The guy told the cops, yo, the alligator tried to kill me. I got away. And I wanted to show him for revenge, so I caught him and I tied him up and blindfolded the alligator and repeatedly raped the alligator.
Yo, man.
I have it. Yo.
Whoa. What's this fucking guy? I need some proof and verification of that shit, man. How is that not national headlines? How is that not an all-time low in the country? Like, that's like, yo, that should be put up there as one of the all-time low things ever. That's worse than the guy I think that we called the sick fuck a few weeks ago who was fucking his girlfriend's dog a revenge fuck. These guys are revenge fucking animals?
Absolutely. And the witness heard him say to the alligator, the next time you try to kill a man, you better do a fucking good job. Now you're going to be my bitch forever. He said, if they wouldn't have caught him, he would have tortured the alligator, taken his teeth out, and then play what he said. This is quotation. I was going to torture him with nigger music.
What the fuck, man? Are you serious?
I don't make this shit up, B.
Yo, you need to send out a link when we put this podcast out there, because you're going into the unthinkable shit.
Yo, they out there, B. They out there. And I got more shit when you come to New York that's going to turn your stomach even further.
I'm good, you fuck. Yo, G, you know what I'm really into? DraftKings. Are you fucking with the DraftKings? Yo, I won $37 the other day. I am enjoying baseball like I did when I was a kid. We've talked on the I Am Rapport podcast about us not being big baseball fans, but I'm playing fantasy baseball a couple of times a week responsibly. I'm winning money, and I'm fucking enjoying this shit. Are you digging this?
Yo, I'd like to thank you for putting me up on this, man. I want a little bit of change.
It's fun, right?
I didn't know it was this easy.
It's crazy easy.
Two pitchers, eight position players.
That's it. And you win. You either win or you lose. But the thing that I like about it, it's got me paying attention to baseball for the first time in so long. And like, you're watching the games differently and you're learning about the players. And like, yo, you put up a little money, you can win thousands and thousands of dollars. This is a fucking dude. This is real. A dude named Peter from Colorado. This fucking guy last year won a million $1 million on DraftKings. That's real shit. Check this dude out. Peter from Colorado. He won $1 million in one day by playing fantasy baseball on DraftKings.
Oh, that's right. All you need is a chance, and they give you the chance to win a little bit of money or a lot of money.
Yo, can you imagine if one of us won like $10,000 from playing fantasy baseball and we're not even big baseball fans?
Oh, fuck. That would be great, yo.
Yo, I like the shit. I'm having fun. I fuck with DraftKings hard, and I can't wait to do DraftKings fantasy football. I never, ever, ever thought I would dig fantasy baseball. I never even knew what fantasy baseball is. Two pitchers, 8 position players, and that's it. You pick up your cash, and then if you do it responsibly, it's like fun. Listen, don't bet your house. Don't bet your kids' college tuition. Don't be an animal, okay?
Right.
But if you do it responsibly, you can really win a lot of money, and you might not lose a lot of money.
I suggest everyone give it a try. It's great. If it got me and my man Rappaport on it, you know it's dope.
Yo, you know what I want to talk about? See, they got these dudes, like the NBA guys are getting ready to come off vacation, and usually in August, like around now, they start their summer training to start getting ready. They work out their summer workouts, and I noticed, because I've read about it, and I've seen footage of it, and they've talked about it, that a lot of guys, but specifically Kevin Durant and a few other guys, now I don't mind these guys being friends, okay? NBA guys, it's different. It's not like, you know, fucking boxing and all this shit. I know these guys grew up together and all that stuff, okay? But the working out together, Kevin Durant working out with LeBron. Kevin Durant, you need to tell LeBron to go fuck himself with those workouts this year. Stop working out with this guy. Stop working out with him, because when you get on the court, he's going to try to murder you. And I know you're going to be like, well, I'm going to try to murder him too. Listen, you never saw Ali running with Frazier. You never saw fucking Riddick Bowe running with Evander Holyfield. Like, yo, you can't work out with this guy. He's trying to bust your ass. I don't want to see anybody working out with LeBron that's on the same team as this guy. He's coming. Like, yo, I guarantee you Steph Curry's not working out with this guy.
Yo, fuck all that working out shit. Yo, do your own shit, B. Like, fuck all that, man.
Yo, do your own shit. Like, we're working out together, and then we compete. Now, fuck that. You can't compete the same way if you're, like, friends. I don't care what you say. And this guy is trying to destroy these. Like, I guarantee you, look, Kobe Bryant's not fucking with these guys. And I guarantee you, like, Russell Westbrook, he's not out here fucking working out with these guys. Like, you know, listen, Kevin Durant, Carmelo, CP3, don't fucking get into this shit. You need to come out there and try to dethrone this guy.
Yeah.
Yo, what about your man Trump?
Oh, he's shitting on John McCain.
Yeah, I don't like Trump.
Yeah. That was terrible what he said.
He's a piece of shit for saying that.
Yeah, and he's backtracking. You look silly. Get him out of the race.
Get out of the fucking race, man. Get out of the race. And the next time I see you, I want you to have a bald head or like a crew cut. You look like shit.
Yo, he doesn't understand how to fucking campaign. He don't know. Yo, you can't be talking shit about McCain.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I know, man. I don't like Trump. And he's associated with New York. And I don't like that because it makes us look bad.
He's fucking terrible, man. He said, McCain, like, yo, we want war heroes who weren't captured. Yo, man.
What are you talking about, man? What have you done? What else is going on over there, man?
Yo, man, it's a lot of bullshit up out here, man.
Yeah?
And my man JPP. JPP is a dumb motherfucker, man.
He's a real dumb fuck, man.
And I want to speak about fireworks.
Yeah.
You know what?
He should be the poster boy of fireworks for next year.
Yo, me and my brother used to go to South Carolina, and anybody that traveled to South Carolina know you stop at south of the border in Dillon, South Carolina, and you get your fireworks. My pops used to always say, you're not getting no M80. We're getting little shit that lights up in the sky so we can enjoy it. And when you go to the Macy's Parade, they don't have M80s just bam, bam, bam. They have fucking big illustrations in the sky.
Yeah.
Why is this dumb motherfucker holding an M80?
Yeah. It's so stupid. They tell you it's like a quarter stick of dynamite. And you, if anything that has anything to do with a quarter stick of dynamite, I never want anything to do with it. And there's no niceness in it. It's just loud. And then you could also blow your dick off. These guys are crazy, man.
Dumb guys. And on the package, it says, light on the ground.
Right. They don't want to do that. They don't want to do that because they're you know, they can't be hurt. They can't be touched because they got muscles and they're in the NFL. Well, your fucking finger doesn't have muscles, JPP, and now you don't have a fucking hand, okay? You blew your pussy finger off. That's what he did. Didn't he blow his pussy finger off?
Yes, indeed, my friend.
Yeah, man.
I want to talk to you about one more thing.
What? Oh, fuck.
Russell Wilson. You heard what this motherfucker said?
What?
He's fucking with Ciara now, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, we're not having sex. I'm abstaining. God said for me to lead her. And I read that. I'm like, you don't know what God meant. God meant lead her to the telly.
Mm. Lead her to the bedroom.
The telly.
Right.
And he said, if we could rock like that. See? Somebody else going to be dicking her down while you're in camp.
Oh, shit.
Because she's not with that shit.
Nah.
What makes you think a woman don't want to fuck? You know what I mean? Like, that's you.
Yeah, what are you doing, man? And first of all, how did it even get to a point that you and me even know this? How is this anybody's... Who initiated right. this conversation? Is
he did. He's on some bullshit. Like, I would never say that, B. I'd be like, yo... My God don't roll like that. God called me a racial slur when he called.
Right.
God, like, hit that shit, Nick.
Yo, I don't understand how you can marry somebody and never, you know, test drive the goods, man or woman. Like, how do you know if you don't connect sexually and you're going to be married? Like if you guys might not have the same sense of humor, you might not have the same interest in movies, you might not have the same fuck styles. You have to check each other's fuck styles to make sure each other's fuck style is
fuck wow.
You can't just throw it up in the air and hope that everything works out because if you might not be into the same shit, like you might not rock the same way. And if you're married and then you're trying out the first night, anything could go wrong. You might be like, wait a minute. I there was one girl I was with, and she made me wait a really, really long time before I actually got that ass. And at the end, when it actually happened, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, shit, man. Like, what have I got myself into? I'm in love. I'm this, that, and that. And I haven't even gotten the ass? No, I don't support that. I'm not saying you got to be animals and devour each other the first week, but shit, you can't say, oh, we're going to get married. I just don't even know, understand how this became a conversation. Like how
I
he,
know,
why
man.
Did he even bring this shit up?
He brought, like, she knows now this is the supreme cornball.
Yo, word
up. You know what I mean? She knows that. What, dude say that? Come on, man. I can fuck anybody now.
Damn.
He don't want to mess with me. What's wrong with sex? That consummates shit.
Yeah.
That makes everybody together. Like, yo, see, that's that sucker shit.
Yo, that...
I ain't with all that.
Yeah, man, I'm not with all that either. He doesn't know. I'm not saying this is true, but yo, what if she has body odor? Like, yo, you don't know any of this until you get down and dirty. Like, you don't know if a lady's... Listen, I don't think we've ever talked about smelly vaginas on this show, and this isn't the episode to do it. But, yo, you don't know that a woman might have that funk, that salmon, that whitefish. You don't know. She might have that catfish, that pungent, ferocious odor. I would bet that Ciara doesn't, but I'm just saying, you don't know that until you actually test drive the car, man. That's, you're rolling a big dice doing that, Russell Wilson.
That's for sure.
And also, why is Russell Wilson, you know, being talked about so much in the offseason? Like, he was the MVP of the Super Bowl. You guys lost. This is nothing against Russell Wilson, but why is he the face of the NFL this summer? Is it because Tom Brady's just a shit and he's hiding? Gronkowski I see a lot of, and then I see, but Russell Wilson is the guy you see the most. And they lost. You threw the interception, whether your coach told you to do it or not. Why is he being slimed at the Kids' Choice Awards and all this shit? He should be... He's acting like shit is sweet. Shit isn't sweet. You lost.
That's right.
Even if your coach told you to throw it, you threw the interception. You should be working out. The fuck, man?
I don't understand what's wrong with sex, man.
I don't either. I don't know. I don't know.
Like, he's making it seem like it's a bad thing. Like, oh, God. Yo, that's your girl?
Yo.
You're supposed to hit that,
man. Yeah, you're supposed to, man. You guys, you were already married and divorced. She has a kid. You guys... Yo, you better test that fuck game. You have to test that fuck game. You better put that... Yo, what if he's not sugar dicking? Ciara's going to be like, damn, what did I get myself into? Like 3 months from now, if they get married and then he's not sugar dicking, what is she going to do then?
Right.
I hope he knows... I hope he sugar dicks. I'm not saying I don't want him to sugar dick, but I'm saying what if he doesn't? Just like I posed the question, what if... Imagine if her VJ didn't smell right. And you had to live with that for the rest of your life. Listen, because women, I'm not saying men, we have our own things, and there's probably like, you know, benchmark things that are men that could stink or anything like that. But I've never heard of a guy having like a stinky dick. We have other things. We have other things, gross things, inadequate things. But women with foul smelling vaginas, and this is far and few between, but they do exist. And other women who don't have foul smelling vaginas, they can smell when other, like, they could sniff it on them. Like, I was in a yoga class, and there was a woman in front of me. Yo, you could smell the vagina. I was like, you're killing me, man. You're killing me. Like that hot, fishy garbage on a midsummer night smell. Like, I mean, that, like that, you know, Times Square in the mid-70s type of smell. You know, like that, but smoking and, like, moving throughout the air, moving through, like, you know, the opening credits of Taxi Driver? Like, that kind of smell. You know, like when, like that. I don't know what I'm talking about. I know that me and you have talked. We'll do a full segment about smelly vaginas. I don't think the people could stomach it after the alligator fucking. I don't want to, like, lose people, you know. I don't want to, like, alienate people tonight, but...
Oh, but my man, Michael Sam, broke up with his man.
Oh. Yo, aren't they supposed to be married? Well, listen, yo, gay marriage, gay divorce. It's going to happen. Gay marriage, gay divorce. Listen, welcome to the club. I hope he doesn't have to pay this fucking guy what is it, alimony. You're going to have to deal with all that. Listen, gay and lesbian marriage is open. You know, love wins. Well, you guys are getting married. Enjoy yourself. God bless you. I wish you well. But just like anybody who's getting married, I don't understand why you would sign a contract, a business contract, for an emotional connection. Why are you making a business contract for something that has nothing to do with business? And that's what marriage is. It's a business. It's a business contract. It's a formality. It's a formality. It's like a lease that you can't get out of. And it never fucking ends.
Right. Never. Especially if you got a motherfucker with a... borderline personality disorder. You fucked up.
Wait, who's got a borderline personality disorder?
Maybe Michael Sam. I mean, maybe his man.
Oh, yeah, you never know. Oh, right, because me and you, we know about, not to say that you have one or that I have one, but we know people. We have friends of ours. Me and Gerald, G. Monetti, G. Moody, we both have, Gerald's other brother, Johnny, he was married to a woman who's a fucking psychopath.
Oh, man. I don't even know where his ass at.
Yo.
But yo, I got some other shit. Marc Jacobs.
Who's that, the designer?
He sent a naked picture of his ass.
Huh.
On Instagram.
Naked.
And I'm saying to myself, this is a world-class designer, and this is how you get your men?
Damn, I didn't even hear about this shit.
And then he tried, you know, he thought he direct messaged a cat.
And he tweeted it?
Yeah, it was out there for the public, and then he tried to snatch it back. But you can never snatch it back before they take the picture.
Yeah, they get it. Once they see that ass, no pun
and
intended,
said,
you're done.
He said the caption was like, taste it if you can. Who you talking to, Mark?
Yo, shit. Yo, let me ask you a question. If you were a Tour de France biker... I don't fuck with Tour de France. All I know about is Lance Armstrong, but I read about this. There was a biker in the Tour de France, a dude named Chris Froome. And he was in the Tour de France in the heat, pedaling up a mountain. And some motherfucker threw a cup of piss at him and called him a doper and doused him with piss. Would you stop during the race, get off your bike, and then beat the guy with the bike, or would you keep going? Because that really happened. A guy threw a cup of piss at this British Tour de France dude, Chris Froome.
Once I knew and I smelled that it was piss, I put the brakes on, and then I go check money.
And when you put the brakes on, that would be the part of the movie where, like, the dude's friends would be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Because you think he's not going to get off the bike.
Right. Water, I keep pedaling.
Right, no. But he threw piss at him.
Right. Piss is disrespect. Water, you can take that. But I'm like, yo, this motherfucker threw piss on me? Fuck this race.
And then you go over there, take the helmet off, and you beat him up with your hands, or do you hit him with the fucking bike?
Yo, we just go at it. Because if you're throwing piss, obviously you're ready for some scrapping shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you.
It ain't no bike. It ain't no bike. It's me and you. All right, the bike goes down, and I'm just trying to snuff this cat.
Speaking of snuffing, did you see the videotape of the two fathers? I think it was in Jersey. 40-something-year-old fathers that got into a fist fight. It was on videotape. Everything's videotaped. Over their teenage daughter's softball game, these two grown men. And I watched it. I usually don't like to watch this shit. And the one guy, I think, got his fucking nose broken, like the little Italian guy. He was like, you don't want it with me, asshole. And then the other guy was like, nah. Anyway, it was heinous to look at. And I'm thinking, you two fucking dummies. You assholes are fist fighting in the parking lot over your teenage girl's softball team. And then you both got arrested, you dumb fucks. It made me, like, it was a good reminder to me. Like, because, you know, our kids compete in sports. Your daughter plays basketball. My sons play basketball and football. And I've seen incidents where people get heated, but I've never seen anything like that. Thank God. And thank God I've never got into anything like that. Because, well, what an embarrassment to your family and your daughters. Word. And then it's on videotape. And that's the kind of thing that you want videotape. Because then it show, this is, first of all, it's good for other people to see how stupid you look. Number two, like, the other guy got a broken nose, so his shit's all fucked up for the whole summer. You got his nose broken. Like, what happened? Oh, I got into a fight in a parking lot with a 48-year-old guy over Kathleen's softball league. You sound real dumb, man. You saw that shit, right?
I saw it, man. It's just awful, man. Like, you. What else can you say about that?
That you're a dumb fuck.
Fuck stupid. Yeah, you're a dumb fuck. Now, Rappaport.
Hey, man.
All this hullabaloo about DeAndre fucking Jordan.
Yeah.
Why? You can't put this fucking guy in the game when it matters, right? Like, if it's fucking the fourth quarter and it's like 1 minute, he can't be in the game.
Right.
And yet he's asking for max contract. What would Aiello say as a GM?
You dumb fuck! You can't even shoot a fucking free throw. You dumb high-jumping cocksucker. You want more fucking money? Go to the fucking carnival and learn to shoot fucking free throws. He can't even fucking shoot. You dumb motherfucker. He doesn't like Chris Paul. And, yo, without Chris Paul, all that Duncan shit, all that Lob City shit, you just become a regular player without Chris. I wanted him to wind up in Dallas. He would have disappeared into mediocrity. Yeah. He wants plays run for him to do what? To do what? What's his offensive skill set? He's a great rebounder. He's a great defensive player. And I'm not, undermining the importance of those things. But to say that he wants offensive sets and plays run to him, to do what? What are you going to do with the ball if you don't get it on a lob? And if you get fouled, like, what's the point? You're going to miss the free throw. He's
exactly.
Yeah, like, at the end of the game, they take you out of the game because you're a liability.
Right.
And this is a max player who wants, you know, the whole team is You know, I get it. I get it. You know, like for them, he's a very important thing. But, you know, to cause that whole circus like that, for what? For what, man?
My contention is he's not worth anything because he can't be in crunch time.
That's true. And he's never going to be able to. If you're 26, 27, however old he is, and you can't shoot free throws yet, you're never going to learn how to shoot them. Like, you had a whole lifetime to learn how to shoot free throws. Stop.
Rappaport, we're talking about free throws.
Free throws.
No one is on you.
You know who was good at shooting free throws? My uncle Seymour Rappaport. That motherfucker, yo, he would beat people in free throw shooting contests. You think it's a fucking joke? There's an uncle out there, Seymour fucking Rappaport. Look him up. Look him up.
Hey, man, that name is fucked up now, B.
Nah. He's not tainting my name. That's not going to happen. This is the I Am Rappaport podcast. We're signing off. You got anything else to say, G. Monetti?
Nothing, man. They turned you on the Emmy, man, and fuck this.
Yeah, now don't worry about that. We got a lot of mo. Like Mr. T says, we got a lot of mo.
Like Mr. T said, we got a lot of mo.
Hey, this is the I Am Rappaport podcast. We're out. Greats Sneakers. Greats is the first men's sneaker brand from Brooklyn. Born in Brooklyn. At greats.com. They never sacrifice quality. Use premium materials. Style, quality, value is what they offer. Greats.com. Go to www.greats.com for 15% off. 15% off. Punch in the code Rappaport, RAPAPORT, greats.com.